The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
Here he is, dead of the Northern Echo, the Baron himself, Peter Baron. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ollie. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Peter. Very well indeed. Good. Thank you. So, your story for today is, quick reminder.
The story is about a 16-year-old boy who gets drunk in Iowa and he steals a motorised street sweeper, leads police on a high-speed chase and ends up crashing into a tree.
Goodness me. At 50 miles an hour, as I understand it.
I didn't know they could go that fast.
Neither did I. Your headline to go with the story is...
Caught in the brush hour.
Caught in the brush hour. We see
correct.
Exactly what you've done there, Peter. Will it
thank
be
you.
Good if this morning, except for the breakfast team? Where you go, I'll refresh the screen in the studio.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who sent them in. Really appreciate it. Bill in Hartlepool says, broom, broom. Because it's a mate, broom, broom.
Yeah, I see what you've done there, yeah.
Drew says, Bristol boy busted. Derek says, refused to stop. See, refused. Paul in Hartlepool and Dave say, a clean sweep.
Have you got any good ones?
Shush. And Jamie says, trying to make a clean getaway. That's not bad either, is it?
No, it's all right.
A little bit long, though, possibly, Ben.
No,
yeah.
Right, OK.
But the one that we're going with, it's from Craig, it's from Keith, it's from Gavin, it's from David, it's from Mr T, and it's from Gordon. A brush with the law.
A brush?
Too obvious. That was the first one I was going to go for. It was too obvious. I rejected it.
Well, right. Sometimes obvious is best.
Let's find out. A brush with the law. BBC Tees breakfast. Caught in the brush hour. Northern Echo. Kerry, the arbiter of all things fair. Who's sweeping up on this one?
Well, I agree with Peter. It is quite obvious, but I like it. Points to Tees today.
Well, I disagree.
Well, you're not the arbiter of all things fair.